Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm doing super. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fantastic. You know, I'm ready for spring, but I understand that we've got to do the whole April shower thing before we can get there.
You know, we got the Easter weekend coming up. Just want to start off by saying, please be safe out there. Make sure your kiddos are wearing helmets. Make sure that your machines are safe and they're in good repair and they're not trying to override the machine. Make sure you don't try to make it do things it cannot do.
Right. And you know, as silly as it sounds, and your kids are going to fight you on it, if you're going to be riding a side-by-side, a four-wheeler, put a helmet on the kids.
Put a helmet on, and you know, it's not a bad idea to throw a flag on. This time of year, a lot of times we have accidents that could be avoided by being able to see. You come over a hill crest, and someone's coming the other way. You know, a flag a lot of times will avoid that.
Yeah, and you know, it's super easy. This is one of those weekends where you're going to be camping. You're out sitting around the fire. If you are partaking in any alcoholic beverages, there's still the same laws as if you were in a vehicle.
You bet, because that is a vehicle.
Yes.
Yep. So yeah, make sure you're being safe and have fun. Enjoy the time, but you know, don't have a downer by getting somebody hurt or somebody accidentally getting hurt.
It
ruins the whole trip.
And you know, these are the types of things, these safety protocols, the way that you handle situations now with your children, it's just going to instill that into them, and you're teaching them safe practices now.
That's right.
And speaking of safe practices, you guys have a very important drill coming up.
So Thursday, we're doing an active shooter drill at the high school. So And we've done several others in the past, and there'll be more to come. This one, we chose a time when the kids are out on spring break. There will be some high school kids involved in our training, but it's more focused towards the interagency operations and the ability to communicate with radios and things. We want to work on our tactics a little bit this time. We've already done the one where we've educated the kids what to do, and we're based off the run, hide, fight premise. But we want to work on our tactics a little bit. So we have most every law enforcement agency in the county is going to participate. We have ambulance and fire and the hospital. We want to make sure that we have in the event of an active shooter, we want to make sure we have our plan down to a science, that everything's thought of. So we want to work on our tactics a little bit. And I've been asked about that. It's like, why are you doing an active shooter drill when the kids aren't there? The kids need to know.
Right.
Well, we intend to do that as well. There'll be many more to come, but this one's one. We learned a few things in our last active shooter drill, and we want to work on our tactics. Plus, we don't want to give all of our tactics away to everybody, because you never know who that active shooter could be.
Right, exactly. You know, that's the thing is, you guys have done one with the students once before. You will do it again in the future. But as of right now, law enforcement and all of these first responders, you guys want to work out your kinks and have your plan solidified and ready to go. So it makes sense to do it while the kids are off on spring break.
That's right. We want to be able to have the time to get as more familiar with the building, which we're fairly confident and comfortable with the building. But we want to make sure that we have a flawless plan and have thought of everything. And you know, you pray this never happens, but we definitely want to be prepared. And I've been asked about these situations and, you know, how it affects the students. And, you know, there's an argument both ways, but I would rather the kids be prepared, have a plan, know what's going on, than not be prepared in the event it could ever happen. You know, we've been doing fire drills in the schools forever, and there hasn't been an incident with fire in the United States in like 30 or 40 years.
Right.
So hopefully we can make this part of our knowledge base and have a good plan. And you know, the hospital needs to be on board. We need to make sure we know what we're going to do as far as if we do have these patients, how we're going to get them out of there quickly.
Right.
So if you see a lot of hubbub at the high school on Thursday, it'll start at 9 o'clock. We should be done with the actual drill by noon, and we'll have it all debriefed and be out of there. So don't panic. It's a planned training exercise. We're just working to improve our plan.
Right. And that was my next point is, regardless of how much information we try to throw out there right now so that people know what's going on and plan for it, you're still going to get calls into dispatch. Something's
Absolutely.
Going on at the high school. What's going on?
Yeah.
So just be prepared. It is a planned active shooter drill. So when you do hear word through the grapevine, there's an active shooter at the high school. No. It's a drill.
It's a drill. And you know, one of the things we've learned throughout these drills is, in the chaos of a major event at the high school, if the fire alarms are going off, or if there's, you know, you never know what kind of background disturbance we're going to have to deal with. It affects our radios because we can't communicate with one another. Plus, half of the agencies are on digital radios and on 800 megahertz. Some of us aren't yet. So we want to make sure that the patch that dispatch has works so we can communicate, so a deputy sheriff can communicate with highway patrol, because the reality is every law enforcement officer on duty is running to that scene.
Right.
You know, and you want to make sure that the incident commander is in control of everyone. We know where everyone's at. We know what everyone's doing. Everyone has a job. We're not over redundantly doing things over and over again. And we're right. We're using our resources wisely.
So this is a very good drill in every aspect of the sense, just so that everyone can be on the same page. And the only way to make sure that that's going to happen is to do a drill.
Real life training. And so they'll have kids, high school drama students, that will be in makeup and be victims in this. So the officers get to have that real life experience of this is what we do. And, you know, there's a lot to it. It's not as simple as just running in and you see a hurt child and you grab that child, because while you're dealing with that child, if you have an active shooter in the building, there may be other victims being right. victimized as it goes. Our main initial response is to go after the threat and deal with that and then come back and triage. So that's so hard for law enforcement to do, and it's a hard pill to swallow, but that's the reality of it. And so that's what we need to train for.
Well, don't forget, there will be an active shooter drill taking place at the high school on Thursday, kicking off at 9 o'clock in the morning. No need to be concerned. No need to raise an alarm. They've got what they're doing under control. And, you know, of course, have a very happy and safe Easter weekend. It's going to be a good weekend.
I think it's going to be a great weekend. I want everyone to be safe and have fun. And keep in mind, up high, I know most people are going to hit the desert, but up high, I was on a search and rescue on Monday. You cannot get over Bruin Point. There's snow up there. There's a snow drift. You can't go up Dry Canyon to Bruin. You'll just get stuck if you try. And I'm assuming it's going to be that way pretty much everywhere. I think there's still, I heard 60 inches or more up in the top of Huntington Canyon.
Wow.
So there's a lot of snow up high. Stay down in the desert.
Yeah, stay down in the desert. And if you do decide to go up into the mountains, there is snow and it's going to be really cold. And it's going to be really muddy.
And it's going to be a muddy mess. So search and rescue is ready to roll if they need to be, but just be careful up there. It's weird. The Dry Canyon, it was dry all the way up to where the snowdrift is, and the guy was only stuck about 20 feet in. So he had dry road all the way. It was crazy.
Dry Canyon. Makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, as always, thank you so much for coming in and updating us on some really great things going on throughout the community, things that are just going to improve our community and make it safer.
Thank you very much. Love to be here.
Absolutely. For additional information on this Castle Country Focus, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.